Tours of the Fairfield Gutsite House will include a small fee starting in May. Fees for the Vendors Market at Bath's Canada Day event have also gone up. Council approved a number of new fees this week. Starting May 15th, there will be a new $3 admission fee for tours of the Fairfield Gutsite House. There will also be a new $3 admission fee for the Culture Talks speaker series at the Bath Museum. The vendor fees for Bath's Canada Day celebration have gone up from $50 to $75 per booth. The motion also included the introduction of gift shops at the Bath Museum, Babcock Mill, and Fairfield Gutsite House. Township staff estimate a total of $3,000 in revenue this year from upping the vendor fees at Bath's Canada Day event. The new fees for museum tours and the Culture Talks speaker series are estimated to bring in just over $1,700 in revenue for 2025. The new gift shops are expected to see a total of $300 in revenue for the year. Director of Community and Customer Services Lori McFarland describes the importance of the fees.
As we come up with our master plan and some of the guidance and that's coming through that, we anticipate that this will grow, so it is worth it. It also gives us an avenue that right now we currently don't have anything where we can charge for these things, so this gives us an avenue as well for the gift shop for different things that we want to, so it is definitely beneficial.
Councillor Paul Proderick wondered if the introduction of admissions would decrease participation. McFarland noted it's something staff are looking at.
We will be monitoring it closely to see the impacts. Our hope is that it won't be impacted that much, and that's partially why we're trying to keep it minimal as well.
For museum tours and the speaker series, children 13 years of age and under will still remain free of charge. There will also be no charge during the township's annual Doors Open event, Bath Canada Day, the Fall in Love with Bath event, and Bath's Merry Little Main Street event. The gift shops will mainly feature items that share Loyalist Township's history, including books, postcards, games, and souvenirs. Specific fees and prices for gift shop items will be determined on a case-by-case basis. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.